Good morning. A seasonably cool start to the day across interior New York and New England, with partly sunny skies and temperatures mainly in the middle and upper 30s, with some cooler readings across the higher terrain. High pressure is in control today, and it will dominate, keeping us dry and sunny, while an ocean storm out past the Maritimes is throwing clouds and even some light rain and snow back into eastern New England. The gradient setting up around this ocean storm will keep a brisk northwest wind flow in place today, so despite sunshine and temperatures climbing into the upper 50s to near 60, it might be a bit chilly, with the wind gusting as high as 25 to 30 miles per hour. That storm will tend to slowly exit to the east tonight. Skies will be partly cloudy overnight, and lows will drop back into the lower and middle 30s. This will set us up for an even nicer day on Tuesday with more sunshine and less wind, so it'll be more comfortable as highs reach to about 60. Another storm system will slowly move through the Midwest and toward the Great Lakes as we head into the middle of the week. We'll be well enough out ahead of this system so that it'll stay dry on Wednesday, though some clouds may mix with the sunshine as highs push into the lower and middle 60s. In fact, they'll be in the mid-60s once again with partly sunny skies on Thursday before more moisture arrives with the approaching system, bringing us at least the chance for some showers for the day on Friday. In fact, because this system is so slow moving, it may get stuck nearby over the weekend, keeping at least the risk for showers around, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy skies and highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the southwest to the upper Midwest will experience temperatures 15 to 25 degrees above average, as a broad upper level ridge will be in place early this week. The desert southwest should see temperatures in the upper 90s to near 100 degrees, while 80s are forecast for the northern plains and central and southern high plains. Several high temperature records could be set. These warm temperatures, combined with dry soil, low relative humidity, and gusty winds, will lead to the potential for fire weather. Meanwhile, an upper-level trough will produce high-elevation snow and rain over parts of the northwest into the northern intermountain region. As the trough moves east, showers and thunderstorms will expand into parts of the central and southern plains tomorrow. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe storms over this area for Tuesday for the possibility of strong, gusty winds and hail. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow, drifting snow, and freezing fog. 18 degrees with a north wind at 61, gusting to 69 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 14 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 38 degrees, the dew point 27, 65% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.99 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 7 at Baker Lake, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the mid-60s, Boston, partly sunny and breezy in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 57 degrees, the low 26, the average temperature 42, that's 1 degree below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 0.2 inch of snow for the month, which is 0.3 inch below normal, and 54.3 inches for the season, which is 4.1 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 54 degrees, the average low 33. The record high 82 set in 1928, and the record low 14 in 2016. Sunrise this morning was at 6:30 a.m., sunset this evening 7:26 p.m., 12 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, around 60. Partly sunny on Wednesday, lower to mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds on Thursday in the mid-60s. Partly sunny with the risk of a shower on Friday, lower 60s, and the chance of showers Saturday and Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.